Do you consider yourself well-read? Do you know what movies were booked first? Uh-oh, maybe you're not as smart as you think you are. Find out in the fourth round of Previous Previews with the theme, The Book Was Better.
Do you think you're gonna get this one?
If it's not The Mummy, I probably haven't seen it.
What?
Knuckle,
I am. What?
I'm not sure why we're so excited about that.
Tied up. Holy, we have made it to the last one.
The theme of this one be freckles.
If thank God this dress is black, because I am pink now.
And welcome to the fourth round of Previous Previews. I'm your host, Pat. This round, the theme, the genre, if you will, is The Book Was Better. These are all movies that were originally a book. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the first, second, and third rounds in the Peaches and Hot Sauce Extra section at peachesandhotsauce.com. Previous Previews is a special mini-series we're doing. It's 11 rounds long, leading all the way up to the finals. So you're going to want to start from the beginning. You're going to want to know who's who and why the stakes get so high. I'll explain the rules again, but I'm pretty sure that this is going to be the last time, so go back and listen. Previous Previews is a game played by two contestants head-to-head. I, the host, will play the audio only to a movie preview, and they have to guess the answer. First one to guess it right, so they can guess as many times as they want, gets the point. First one to 4 points wins the round and gets to progress in the tournament. There's a lot riding on this. There's a lot riding on every single movie. All right, the contestants this round are Matt and Spencer. Once again, the theme is The Book Was Better. All right, well, I'll talk to you again at the end, but let's get going.
These are all movies based off of a book.
Great.
Do you want us to introduce ourselves?
Oh, yes, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Spencer.
Spencer?
My name is Matt.
All right. Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Here is the first one.
Evelyn tried food.
Ed?
I'm sorry, honey. The game's almost over. I just want to see a little bit of it.
She tried romance.
If I'd answered the door wearing only cell thing, would you still be watching the baseball game?
No, honey. I'd probably be checking you into a loony bin.
What we really need is an assertiveness training class for Southern women. But that's a contradiction in terms.
Fried green tomatoes.
It is fried green tomatoes.
I've never seen that movie, but my mom always had a copy on our fireplace.
Did you call that?
No.
Matt, you got it?
Yeah, I got it. I don't know why.
Totally in the dark
way
on that
go.
One. That was good.
Yeah, the only reason I know that movie is because my mother as well.
Yeah.
She used to watch it on HBO like every time it came on. And I'm like, Mom, we've seen this movie.
So I can blame that loss on my mother.
Yeah.
She failed you.
She failed you by not
so
watching Fried Green Tomatoes.
My second guess was the Help, which I also haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Help either, but I heard they poop in a dish or something.
Great.
Oh, gotta
I'll
see
have
it.
To check it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number two.
There's a crisis in the White House.
What's the crisis?
And the president's top advisors have been called together.
My date with President's daughter.
The sexual misconduct occurred inside the Oval Office. With the election only days away, how much will this scandal affect the outcome?
The president spent the weekend pressing the flash. He wasn't campaigning, he was dating, actually.
Now, Washington's top spin doctor.
We can distract the press for 11 days till the election.
Charlie Wilson's war?
Has an idea.
We can't afford a war.
We're going to have the appearance of a war.
But he can't pull it off without Hollywood's top
Argo.
Producer.
Do I know you?
We have some mutual friends in Washington.
Why come to me?
We want you to produce.
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant.
Pageant Day. Cinema presents. It's a pageant.
How
the pageant.
Close are you to this?
The president's
what do you want
pageant.
You to say?
All the spectacle.
I know we're all concerned for the president.
I know we're all concerned for the president.
I know that we are all concerned for the president.
He didn't sell the line.
All the drama.
The president's going to go
fake
to war in Albania in about 30 minutes.
All the president's men.
Chips.
We need it for the arm position on the screen. It'll be a kit, and we'll punch it in later, right?
And all the effects of real war.
Okay, put the village behind her.
Give me some sound of screaming.
without the casualties.
Tropic Thunder.
America has seldom witnessed a more poignant picture of...
Face the same process with the last Schwarzenegger movie.
You're the man.
Albania.
That rhymes.
The Albanian.
I can't believe it.
Good job.
A hero.
Looks like we sent him the Christmas card and we left out the what do you call? Fruitcake. There you go.
Sergeant.
Schumann, if I may. Welcome to history.
How are you?
Anybody want a beer? Because I could party.
When it's cooking, it's cooking. From Academy Award-winning director Barry Levinson.
When this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually,
What could they do to me?
Take him home to your house and kill you.
Academy Award winner Dustin Hoffman.
This is politics at its finest.
Academy Award winner Robert De Niro.
How would you like an ambassadorship?
That's my pay-off.
Hell, I just do it for a story to tell.
Oh, no, you couldn't tell anybody.
Listen, I'm just kidding.
No, it's just it's a pageant.
It's a pageant, that's what it is.
Wag the dog.
Wag the dog.
I don't know. I don't know what to do in this situation.
Have to yeah. Go to the tape.
Yeah, I think that was at the exact same moment.
That felt like. Yeah.
If we get to a 7, I'll pull a new 7 for this.
Okay,
one.
Deal. Okay. There were so many people in that movie, and we had no idea.
Yeah, I can't believe.
We were both just waiting for them to say the title for like the last 30 seconds.
That was rough.
All right. Well, that one's a buy, or a...
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll
That's a watch.
Post.
Ooh. All right, here we go. Number 3.
Yes, thank you. An education.
Choose life. Choose a job.
Trainspotting.
It is Trainspotting.
I had a friend who had that whole monologue on a poster in his room.
From the preview? He had the whole preview?
Choose a job. Choose heroin.
I saw that author who wrote the book speak about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a really interesting dude, but I've never seen the movie or read the book.
That's good.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Number 4.
I will maintain the confidence and preserve inviolate the secrets of my client.
I will maintain the confidence and preserve inviolate secrets of my client.
Mitch, the letter you got from Bendini, Lambert, and Locke was the only one sent out. We want you.
Do you have a...
Glengarry, Glen Ross.
An offer in mind?
It includes a bonus schedule,
and we'd lease you a new Mercedes.
Plus a low-interest mortgage.
As in home? With grass around?
A two-car garage.
These are nice people, Abby. Okay, I'm more impressed with it than you are. You grew up with it. Did you ever think I'd make a six-figure salary?
Absolutely.
Since we deal primarily in tax and securities, our clients are very wealthy.
Keep each other's secrets.
I don't want anyone with family money. I'm not sure I follow.
And what you lean and hungry?
If all your money comes from one source, then you tend to be very loyal to that source.
Marty Kaczynski and Joe Hodges were killed. There was some kind of explosion on the boat.
The Departed.
Kay was scared. Did you know the men who died?
Yes.
You must be overwhelmed with grief.
A few good men.
People grieve in different ways, Miss McDear.
You think I'm talking about breaking the law?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how far you want it bent.
As far as you can without breaking it.
Charlie Wilson's boy.
Hmm, looks like a health hazard.
That's 4 dead lawyers.
None of them over the age of 45.
The lawyer
What
game.
Are you guys?
The FBI wouldn't come after you if they didn't think they'd get to you. Now, what do you think made them think that?
I have no idea.
Well, they might know how important your young wife is to you.
Anything's possible. I'll tell you one thing. If those guys at the steak joint were feds, you better watch out for them.
We might be misreading McDear.
You've got nothing to be suspicious about.
I get paid to be suspicious when I got nothing to be suspicious about.
Why are you asking questions about dead lawyers?
What dead lawyers?
I know you'll do your best to protect the firm.
The firm. It is the firm. Matt, you got that,
definitely
right?
Got yeah. That, yeah.
That was so bad.
That was a long preview, man.
have you ever seen and read that?
I've never read one Grisham book.
Okay, I didn't even know it was Grisham.
Yeah. This is good.
We're bums, man.
All right, here we go.
What's the score right now? Are we 2-1?
It is 2-1. Matt's got the lead. Here is the 5th movie. Is that right? Yeah. 5th movie. Sorry.
Steel Magnolias.
Is Emma Greenway Horton.
An education. Opinions.
Simon Birch?
What's that? I'm unofficially pregnant.
Sure, the Little Mermaid? For me.
Don't get so mad if you're not happy.
Shirley MacLaine is Aurora Greenway, her mother.
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
The hell?
Jack Nicholson is former astronaut.
As good as it gets.
Garrett Breedlove.
One foot over the cookie stand. Chinatown.
Analyze that.
I am not enjoying
it. Analyze this.
And they are all coming to terms.
Terms of endearment.
Terms of endearment.
You are not.
No idea.
I think our the only thing that we're able to do is find a keyword.
And then process real quickly.
Oh, man. All right, so Matt is 1 point away.
In our defense, this is the last round, so it's gotten harder and harder.
It's gotten harder.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So far.
It's gotten a little more difficult. You need to read books to be able to do this round. So.
That's, yeah.
All right, here we go. I think number...
Six?
Hey, Divine.
Perfect Storm.
What you looking at?
The old neighborhood.
There are places that make us who we are.
Save! The neighborhood.
I used to play on this street when I was a kid.
Where were you?
Moments that give us hope.
Do not make her laugh. Where have you been?
Feelings that make us question our beliefs. Fears that trigger our darkest emotions.
It's my daughter's car.
He's got my daughter!
Crash.
He's got my daughter in there!
Yeah! Oh, God!
A couple seconds on Saturday, she looked at me like she was preparing to never see me again.
You don't think I'd have heard her, do you?
She isn't hurt, Brendan. She's dead.
I loved her so much.
I know in my soul I contributed to your death, but I don't know how.
I'm gonna find him before the police do. I'm gonna find him and I'm gonna kill him.
You know what I was thinking about? Vampires. Maybe one day you wake up and you forget what it's like to be human, maybe dead.
Interview with a vampire?
It's okay.
You're not making any sense.
Sometimes I think all of this is just
Dracula?
A dream, you know?
How about you tell us what really happened Saturday night, Mr. Boyle? And why's your wife acting like she's afraid of you, huh?
Everyone is weak. Everyone but us. You can rule this town.
Bury us in here.
Run! Run! Game! Run! Run!
We washed him clean.
From Hell?
Is that a book?
Graphic novel.
All right, well, we've reached the end of the preview. So, you guys got any final guesses?
Did I hear the word vampire in there?
I don't believe
so. I could have sworn.
You know, it felt like I don't
know. No, nothing, nothing. It is Mystic River. Mystic no. River, no?
No.
Well, did any of you guys know the movie?
Yeah,
there we go. So, all right.
We all got it.
You know what? This makes it really obvious that, like, no comedies are ever based off books. Are they all dramatic movies?
Anchorman was a book.
James and the Giant Peach?
Was Anchorman a book? And James and the Giant Peach, is that a comedy?
It's very funny.
Ah, I guess you're right. Wag the Dog. Yeah.
James and the Giant Peach,
yeah. All right, well... Matt's up 3-1, and I'm on the last one I picked.
So if I get this one.
If I get that one, I got to look up more. Yep. So here we go.
Go back to the one that got four in a row.
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Oh, great.
All right, so here we go. The seventh one of this theme. This is the hardest one of this theme.
Oh, good. So
we might
this.
All just sit here quietly for a bit.
It's going to be some good editing. The Notebook.
In this typical town, in this comfortable home, three ordinary people are about to live an extraordinary story.
But starting all over again, the lying, the covering up, the disappearing for hours, I will not stand for it. I can't stand it. I really can't.
What kind of psychiatrist are you? They all believe in dreams.
I do believe in dreams. Only sometimes I want to know what's happening when you're awake.
No! I don't want to see any doctors or counselors. This is my family. And if we have problems, then we will solve those problems in the privacy of our own home.
I knew something was wrong even before he tried to kill himself.
I think it is a very private matter.
You never came to the hospital. No, how do you know about the
your
hospital?
Your mother did come to the hospital, Conrad, and you know that.
I just don't know how to deal with it anymore.
Why are you hassling me, huh? Why are you trying to make me mad?
Are you mad?
No!
He provokes people.
I would never have let him put electricity in my head.
You blame me for the whole thing.
Come on. Can't you see anything except in terms of how it affects you?
Sorry. I miss it sometimes. The hospital.
But that was a hospital. This is the real world. Did it hurt?
Never really talked about it.
How long are you going to punish yourself? When are you going to quit?
You loved him.
What in hell has happened?
That she hates me. Can't you see that?
Mothers don't hate their sons.
I mean, there's someone besides your mother you gotta forgive.
I can't!
You better make sure that your kids are good and safe. And then you come to me and tell me how to be happy.
Do you love me? Do you really love me?
Just do one wrong thing.
And what was the one wrong thing you did?
Donald Sutherland, Mary Tyler Moore, Judd Hirsch, Timothy Hutton, in an extraordinary story of ordinary people.
Ordinary people.
It is ordinary people. Oh, man. They said ordinary people right at the top as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
I apologize for winning that round based on no...
I'm just happy that it ended. Aren't you guys?
Now we can move on with our lives.
Yeah. Well, great round. Congratulations, Matt.
Yeah, you did it, man. Good job.
Yeah, well played.
And there you go. There you have it. Matt won the round. I don't know. We all can agree that he wasn't very deserving of that win. No offense, Matt, but it was really came down to who was listening to the title better. Lesson learned when picking movies. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoy everything that's going on over here at peachesandhotsauce.com. Be sure to check out my regular podcast, Making New Friends. New episodes come out every Thursday. So yeah, thanks for listening. Stick around for round 5. They're going to get even trickier. They're going to get even harder. And I'll see you out there.
This has been a Peaches and Hot Sauce presentation.
Peaches. Hot Sauce. Peaches.